Up next, Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX. 12 noon Southern California, top of the hour, which makes it time for the Planetary News Report, which is tradition on KFOX. If you listen to KFOX, you'll know that every weekday at 12 noon, that's what we do on this All Saints Day, November 1st, 1989. All right, we have rising in Capricorn at 25 degrees with one planet retrograde, Jupiter at 10 Cancer, and we are in a moon wobble. Sun is 9 Scorpio now. Mercury is 3 Scorpio. Venus, we have a Maryland wobble too. Venus is 26 Sagittarius and Mars is 28 Libra. We've got Saturn at 9 Capricorn. Uranus at 2 Capricorn. Neptune is 10 Scorpio. We've got Pluto at 4, I'm sorry, no way. Neptune's at 10 Capricorn. Sorry about that. Pluto 14 Scorpio. And the moon is 14 degrees Sagittarius with the north node of the moon over there at 21 Aquarius and the south node always exactly opposite 21 Leo. Time for the Astrology Hour on KFOX, so don't go away. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And now the Astrology Hour on KFOX. All right, Southern California, all kinds of new energy in the air. Renewal, that's what Scorpio is all about. Transition, rebirth, metamorphosis. Today's topic is on positives versus negatives, a behavioral check. We're going to take a metaphysical look at the day, at the routines in the day, and at the subliminal effects we have in our lives during the day, some of the unconscious negative behavioral patterns we might be establishing that could be causing stress, anger, irritability, or whatever. So today is a different kind of show on the Astrology Hour, and hopefully we can try to figure out some of these little quirks that we're incorporating in our days, little negatives that can compound to be big negatives. And as you know, or maybe you don't, there's a book out called You Cannot Afford the Luxury of a Single Negative Thought, and also our good friend Louise L. Hay, who is a wonderful holistic teacher of positive affirmations concerning health, also agrees that negative vibrations are not good. And we have so many subtle negative vibrations in our charts, in our lives, and in our behavior, that many times we live our lives and we are under stress and we have certain aches and pains and little back problems or stomach problems or knee problems or whatever. And a lot of this, without our knowing it, is due to simple little quirks in our behavioral patterns. Isn't that funny? The way you get out of a car, the way you sit down at night in a chair, the way you watch TV, what kind of TV you watch, whether you involve yourself in competition or games at night with friends or relatives, who you talk to on the phone every day, what consists of the conversation. Little things like that have a dramatic effect, not only on your behavior, but on your karma, on your karma bank. Now, being human and being a human being, unfortunately, in one way, we do live in a dimension, in a realm that has a positive and a negative charge to it. So it is nearly impossible to live in this realm negative free. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, if you did get to a state of negative free, then you probably would have no reason to be on this planet anymore. And then your mission would be accomplished and you would probably pass into the light. Okay, so before you decide you want to ascend to a level of perfection, which is void of all negatives, be advised and be aware that very few people are in that realm. It's very difficult to attain that level of what I call total perfection. Okay, that's point number two there. Also, when we look at an astrology chart, in a birth chart, there are several elements that we can look at to understand why we have certain behavioral patterns. First of all, there are two families I want to talk about today. The family of the elements, the fire, earth, air, and water, which we also call sign triplicities. All right, we're going to discuss that. And also the other families that we call, there's another family grouping called cardinal, fixed, and mutable, which we call sign quadruplicities. Okay. Now these are family situations that we discuss when analyzing a natal chart that goes beyond just knowing where the 11 factors, the 8 planets besides the Earth, the Sun, Moon, and Rising are, but we now are fitting these factors, these planets, into family groupings. For example, in the sign triplicities, or also known as the elements, fire, earth, air, and water, recognizing there are 12 signs of the zodiac, and recognizing that there are 4 families of elements that divided into 12 would give us 3 signs in each family. So basically, when you understand astrology, it is real good to know that of the 12 signs, 3 of them are fire signs, which we now know as Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. 3 of them are earth signs, which we now know as Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. 3 of them are air signs, which we now know as Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. A lot of people think Aquarius is a water sign. Aquarius is the water bearer. It holds the water. It is not water, okay? And then also the 3 water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces, all right? Now, whenever you look at your chart, oftentimes what we do is we score the chart. In other words, what we're interested astrologically in order to understand positives and negatives in our lives is what type of score we have in these family groupings. And if we do have a score that is heavier in one family than another, what does that mean as far as positive and negative is concerned? As far as either being spiritual and being a positive person, somebody whose motive is purely spiritual in the majority of their actions, or on the dark side, the negative side, which means having too much abundance of one particular family, fire, earth, air, and water, and abusing that power and creating negatives in our lives, which is karmic, which is something we have to pay for and experience in order to work off. And karma is a vibration that exists in this realm. It is a law that discerns whether or not we stay in this realm or go beyond it, whether above or below it, to a higher realm or to a lower realm. The state of karma is absolutely essential to understand, because when you have way too many negatives and not near enough positives, or when you have not worked out or cleared your negatives out, then what you are subject to is coming back in following lifetimes to finally work out those negatives and get those lessons down until you finally have worked out enough negatives where you reach nearly a state of perfection, or a state of spiritual bliss, we call it, where no longer anything in this dimension or anyone has a hold on you any longer. Okay? What is really more important to you than anything else is the spirit you bring into you, into this lifetime, the spirit of God, which you are connected to, one with God, one with the universe, and that's what this topic's all about. Okay, so let's say you've scored your chart. Let's take a look at Farley's chart, as we always do. And I have 5 fire factors. I have Sag, Jupiter and Sag, that's 1. Sun and Leo, that's 2 of them. Mercury and Leo, that's 3. Pluto and Leo is 4. And I have Saturn and Leo, that's 5 fire. Okay, so we give Farley a score of 5 fire. Earth, 0. I have no Earth, no Taurus, no Capricorn, and no Virgo. So it's 5 fire, 0 Earth. My air, rising is in Libra, that's 1. Neptune's there in Libra, that's 2. And then Mars is in Libra, that's 3. And Uranus is in Gemini, that's 4. So I have a heavy score of air, 4 air. So I'm 5 fire, 0 earth, 4 air. And my water, I have a Scorpio moon and Venus in Cancer, that's 2. So my score is very strange. I have a heavy 5 fire, heavy fire, heavy air, and pretty solid water with no earth. Now, if we took the epitome of the negative side of each one of these family groupings, we can understand where we could fall down in our lifestyles. Let's take a look at the fire, for example. Now, fire energy is creative energy, it is innovative energy, it is celebration type energy, but it's also game playing. Extremely competitive. So if you were somebody that was coaching a basketball team or was involved in trying to create a world champion, then you would want to make sure that that team had a high factor, a high score of fire in their charts. That's right. Not as much Leo, because the Leo would really create leaders, sometimes egotistical players, but the Aries and the Sagittarius creates enthusiasm and competition, a competitive nature, a win ethic. Now, if you listen to yesterday's topic, you will note that this fire quality is not good. It is not karmically sound, because the win-lose ethic that we have on this planet creates a whole majority of losers and only very few winners. And we have this karma in almost every segment of life, whether it's in relationships that you will lose, or whether it is in sports, or gambling, or whether it's in career, or whether it's in daily choices. Even the games that we play, there's a lot of pain and a lot of negative vibration created on this planet because of people that are enthusiastic, competitive, and game players with high scores in the fire. So let's make that clear. So what is the answer? The answer there is that if you take a look at your life and you have a heavy score in fire, and as a regular routine and a part of your life is involved in playing games, whether it's a daily bridge, weekly football pools, nightly Nintendo, computer games, whatever, then if you are somebody that regularly plays games and regularly suffers defeat or losing or impossible odds to win, then that would be one of those little negatives that might build up and create an imbalance in your aura, in your body, with your health, and also with your karma. You see what I mean? So a lot of this stuff we think that's harmless, like betting football or betting basketball or playing bridge or poker or whatever, which is a win-lose option, usually coming from people that have heavy fire, and also planets in the first, fifth, and ninth houses, which are called life houses, all right, are also what we refer to as a fire similarity or comparable to fire. First, planets in the first, fifth, and ninth houses. And we do find that people with fire scores and with first, fifth, and ninth house planetary coverage are people that are very much into win-lose ethic, okay? So we have to be careful there because, once again, having a little fire in your chart and then a lot or enough of a factor of Capricorn energy in your chart, which does not do well, so subject to failure, what does that equal? That equals escapism and self-destruction. Feeling bad or being stressed out or retaining negative stress because you lost and you don't like it. It doesn't feel good. I hope that makes sense. It's a little complicated there, I know, but I hope it makes sense. Let's go into the next grouping, the Earth grouping of Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. And this is a grouping of individuals that is very material. You know, if somebody was going to take this planet and the money on it and the property, the real estate, and the businesses and relationships in detail to heart, people that really what we call the masters of this dimension would be people that had heavy scores in the earth signs. Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. A lot of times it's difficult to talk spirit to people with too many heavy scores there if they haven't turned the corner, because even many of you who pretend to be New Agers and pretend to be metaphysical that have heavy scores in the earth, in Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, or planets in the second, sixth, and tenth houses, once again, the games are still there, but they're much more financial and business-oriented and investment and speculation-oriented, and there's still going to be a big portion of people out there that are not able to let go of this dimension. You know, trying to tell people that the third dimension is an illusion and that this realm is a hologram and a projection of energy for growth purposes, and that money and power and real estate and bank accounts don't mean that much, well, they're not going to believe that. See, even though they're metaphysical, hey, they want their prosperity too. So, you know, the heavy score in the earth, oftentimes we find ourselves dwelling too much on the material. And even, you know, like I talked to my nephew this morning, Scott, who is a Capricorn rising with heavy Virgo aspects in his chart. And this guy left the office last night at 10 p.m., hardly got no sleep, and was back at work at 4 in the morning. And, you know, of course, he's working down there because he assumes his dad's giving him the business. So he's dedicating all of his health and his energy, and he's totally obsessed with this work ethic. So, you know, my question is, where is the spirit here? So when you take a look at your life, be aware that little things you do during the day, like if you have a heavy fire charge or a heavy earth charge in your chart, you could be spending a lot of your time during the day creating little negatives because of this charge. You want to be alert in the morning. You want to make sure that you win that game. You want to have that edge. So you drink a couple cups of coffee. You know, you don't want to lose your job. You don't want to seem like you're tired or bored of it. You want to keep your hands busy. You're very nervous. So you light up that cigarette, a lot of you. Many times when you're on the phone and trying to sell something, you're not being ethically honest to yourself or with a customer you're talking to about what they're buying. So you stretch the truth or bend it a little bit. Use that heavy air charge. Now here's the air signs, right? Aquarius, Libra, and Gemini. And this is a power of the mind. And people with heavy charge in the air signs, Aquarius, Libra, and Gemini, just like the earth signs have an obsession with games and competition, the fire signs, that is, fire signs, Leo, Aries, and Sag, can create little negatives in competition and also in creativity and such. The earth signs obsessed with the material and financial, the air signs have that power of mind. They have that power of mental manipulation and charm and saying almost whatever we want to hear. So if you have a heavy charge in the air, you could find yourself doing little negative things during the day, telling somebody, oh yeah, this product's wonderful. You know, there's a new product out for the game players, right, called the Sega Genesis that I went to Toys R Us to ask them about it. And they've already gotten a tremendous amount of returns 2 and 3 days later because the kids already beat the games that fast and because the games are boring and because some of them just don't work. When people are selling the Sega Genesis, when you're seeing the ads on TV or when you see the posters of this game, they're making it look like another dimension, a whole new excitement. It's like the rest of the games that are out there are trash. See, so that is the power of the mind. That is using air vibrations in a person's chart. A lot of people in public relations and advertising that have a high score in the air would bend the truth or stretch the truth and be excellent salesmen, but not ethically, karmically sound individuals. So you get my point? My point is, especially even if you have balance in the scores, like let's say you do have 3 fire, 3 earth, 3 air, and 2 water, something like that, then you are susceptible to creating negatives in almost every area. Those of us with a higher score in one particular area have a power. And that power can be used for the betterment of ourselves and mankind and for the betterment of spirit or totally against it. Let's take a look at the water groupings. Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer, these are the intuitives. These are the sensitives. These are people that are very sensuous, that are very sexy, and they're very soft and cuddly and gushy and all that stuff. And they can use their sexiness or their intuition. They can use their charm or their romantic abilities to also get the edge. I take a look at an individual's lifetime as to what they do in the regular routine of their day. I'm talking about a lot of people. Many of us have chronic problems, chronic health problems, whether it's the back or whether it's the stomach or headaches, whatever, heart, bones. And you can take a look at your daily routine to see what kind of little negatives, you know, making a behavioral check, because you know you are subject to either loving to play games and suffering losing all the time, you know, sometimes winning, and you have that heavy fire score, or because you love money and power and material things with that heavy earth score and suffer a lot of negatives from being obsessed with that, and because you are a charming, manipulative salesperson and talker with your heavy air score, or because you are a sensuous, romantic, intuitive person with your heavy water score. And we take our powers and we use them against our soul. We use them against our spirit. It's almost like if you take a look at what you do during the day, because you have such a heavy air charge, perhaps you might need to watch a lot of TV. When you could be doing something to help yourself or this planet, something to promote your life. You know, there's a lot of people out there, can you believe starving actors and actresses, when they could be at home with the TV off, they have heavy air scores, they could be sitting there with a pen and a pad, organizing their plans for their lives, whether it's pictures, agents, managers. You can't get anything done in this world, especially in this city, unless you're constantly organizing. But a lot of people I know in show business, what do? Well, as soon as they get home at night, they turn that TV on. And they take their little Libra scores, or their Aquarius, or their Gemini scores, and instead of doing something creative and spiritual with their life, they focus on Alf, or Roseanne, or something, because they need that entertainment. This is like a little negative that is against your spirit. Because what if you are supposed to be on a path of success and growth and stardom and reflection of energy and knowledge to the masses, and here you are locked into a room addicted to TV? Don't you get my point here? Things that we assume to be okay and a positive lifestyle really contain a lot of little negatives that put much of our life on hold and put much of our life in a position where we are not fulfilling our karmic needs. All right? Let's say you have a heavy score in the water, and all of a sudden you are aware you have a tremendous, tremendous emotional need, which means that you are an individual that must have relationships, love in your life, and sex in your life. And whereas you might seem to think that this is naturally good for you, it's putting the rest of your life on hold. Don't you understand? We live in a magnificent amusement park. This is Disneyland. But the purpose of life is not the rides. The purpose of life is not to get down here and get obsessed with the rides. The purpose of life is to experience this amusement park without taking it so personal and actually put more of an emphasis on what existed before you got here and after you leave. See, the problem with life is, and the knowledge concerning karma and all that, is that people come to Earth and they take Earth life so personal, they get engrossed with it, and that's where reincarnation comes in. We keep getting pulled back over and over again back to this amusement park. But the amusement park is not the purpose of life. It is not the purpose of spirit, and it is not the purpose of soul growth. In fact, the amusement park in itself, this realm, is a big teaser. I don't think it was ever meant to be like that from the very beginning, but it has become like that. So what we do is we find ourselves down here enjoying all this stuff and getting totally obsessed with the games that the fire signs love to play and with the money and the power and the material and the success that the earth signs love and with the communications and the media and the entertainment, which is what the air signs love, and with the romance and with the emotions that the water signs love. And many of us get involved in the whole ball of wax. What good is that for the soul? You see, when you dwell on these negatives, right? Like you could actually find a root source to some of the major problems you are having in your health, with your body, with your mind, with your emotions, or with your spirit, because you are addicted or hooked onto a habit or a routine that down deep appears to be okay, but in reality creates negatives in your aura, in your karma banks, in your lifestyle, and holds you down. It's like this Nintendo thing. You know, I'm a victim of the population, and I'm a consumer, and I'm a heavy fire charge. I have 5 fire signs, and I love games. But, you know, there's a reason why they have the phrase, everything in moderation. I was finding myself playing that stupid thing every night for 2-3 hours a night for months. And I know a lot of people that are hooked on Nintendo. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it in moderation. But you know what happens? When you play it too much, first of all, you subject losing, and that could be a gut ache if you take it personal. And a lot of these games are so real that you walk right into the TV screen with them. Another thing is that you're wasting your time because you're not being creative, really. And another thing is that you are actually being in a situation where you can affect your health. Being in front of the TV playing this for a long time, affecting your health because of the stress involved with playing the game, could affect your back or your legs or your overall lifestyle, munching and eating, you know, things subconsciously while you're playing the game. See, but when you're playing it, you're sitting there going, hey, this is my therapy. I need Nintendo. Or this is my therapy. I have to watch 3-4 hours of TV every night. Some people have to watch 3-4 hours of TV every night and get all that radiation in and get all that subliminal conditioning from the commercials and all those people with heavy air scores that are into publicity and advertising for the big networks. And all these people are subjecting their bodies, you know, to literally just latency, to lethargy and potatoism, right? So it's very important to note, and maybe as part of this topic, if you want to get it to another a bottom point here, let's give ourselves a behavioral check. And what I like to do is organize what I do during the day and what down deep is really karmically not sound as far as being spiritually nourishing to Farley Malaris. You know, I've cut down on the Nintendo, and you know what? I had a sour stomach for a while, and it's gone. For like 45 days, I was playing this game, Ultima. Unbelievably difficult game. You get right into it where you feel like one of the cartoon characters, and there's lots of failure in there, so you really hurt from it. And I was giving myself an ulcer over just a game. But I cut down the playtime, and I actually beat it, too. And I got over that. You know, same thing with relationships. You get yourself so involved and intensely obsessed because of your water planets with love and sex, and you're setting yourself up for failure and for negativity because it's never perfect, right? Same thing with air planets. You find yourself manipulating and charming people to do what you want them to do, and then eventually that karma comes back and people manipulate and charm and lie to you, and you end up being set up, and you're disappointed, and your expectations are shattered. It's a vicious circle. It's instant response. In this particular time segment we're in planet Earth, we're in an instant karma mode right now. So you got to watch your subtle negatives. That's what this topic's all about. Subtle negatives that we think are okay. Little things we do in our life that we think are okay that are really not. One cigarette, one puff, one cup of coffee, one Coca-Cola, one Nintendo game, one television program. You know, you could be doing some very creative, meditative, spiritual things. You could be in a meditative trance for an hour, having an astral projection, having a communion with your higher self, and rise above all of this. Instead of wasting your time and being just a consumer or just a victim of society's ploy of consumerism, it's incredible the high-tech sophistication that this society uses now to ensnare the population so we're almost numb. There's a great movie out by John Carpenter starring Roddy Piper. It's on video now. It's called They Live. And it's such a wonderful projection of extraterrestrial takeover of this planet, and everyone is so stoned out on advertising and our lifestyles, we don't even notice they're among us. And they totally enslave us. Unbelievable. Great movie. Anyway, this was an ambitious topic, and it was really hard for me to do it because I kept resisting doing this topic this morning. I had it since last night and this morning, but I didn't know if I was strong enough to handle delivering it. So I hope I did a good job, but I'm not trying to tell you what to do with your lives, of course. I'm just always, as usual, trying to offer some open-mindedness and search for further truth, as they say.